Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. Over the last few weeks, Ariadne Kunil, an Alpine Linux maintainer, has been pushing ahead with exciting developments on the Wayback project. If you're unfamiliar, Wayback is designed to help legacy X11 desktop environments keep working as Linux shifts more fully onto Wayland. The project offers a clever solution for users who want to hang on to their tried-and-true desktop setups, but benefit from Wayland's advancements. Wayback operates as a stub Wayland compositor, essentially sitting in front of xWayland and making it act like a fully-fledged X server, but with a fresh Wayland underbelly. While that's a big step forward, a lot of technical work still needs to be done before it'll be a dependable option for day-to-day use or included in mainstream Linux distros. Key areas like exposing surfaces to xWayland, handling cursor warping, and integrating several X extensions are still in the pipeline. Even so, an alpha quality release is just weeks away, so expect some interesting experiments for those who want to try it early. Meanwhile, another project making waves is Anubis, which has been racking up nearly 200,000 downloads since its debut in January. It's already being used by organizations like GNOME, FFmpeg, and even UNESCO, which is pretty impressive for such a fresh tool. Anubis is what's called an uncapture. It works by using cryptographic maths within JavaScript to determine whether a visitor is human. The point is to verify that users can actually run JavaScript in ways automated bots most likely can't, striking a nice balance between usability and security. The devs at ISO behind Anubis are keeping busy too, working on tweaks to reduce the CPU demands on users and even supporting those who disable JavaScript for privacy. It's a clever take on a long-standing challenge, keeping internet spaces secure without making things a hassle for real people. Switching gears to education, there's big news out of New York. Microsoft, OpenAI, and Anthropic have announced a $22.5 million AI training center for teachers. This National Academy for AI Instruction is designed to arm K-12 educators with new tools and strategies for teaching using AI. It's a collaborative effort with the American Federation of Teachers and targets roughly 1.8 million teachers across the union's membership. The center is set to support teachers as AI becomes a bigger part of classrooms, ensuring they aren't left behind as tech keeps advancing. In the kernel world, there's another significant bit of progress. Ongoing efforts to unify KSelf tests and KUnit into a single testing framework for Linux. The idea is to streamline the process for developers who are validating changes, reducing duplicate efforts, and improving the overall confidence in kernel stability. If all goes as planned, this could lead to faster development cycles and better tested kernel releases across the board. Speaking of hardware, Intel just upstreamed fan control firmware for their upcoming Battlemage graphics cards, a first for them. This means better thermal and performance management for Linux users as these GPUs hit the market, and hopefully smoother gaming. Meanwhile, on the emulation front, FEX2507 has landed, bringing a swathe of optimizations, particularly for running x86 and x86-64 games on ARM hardware. Some new titles are already seeing improved gameplay, and the work on FEX is yet another sign that open-source gaming on Linux just keeps moving forward. Now, over to streaming. Netflix made a splash at Anime Expo in LA, reaffirming its dedication to anime as a key pillar of its global content strategy. Stats show that over half of all Netflix users, more than 150 million households, are tuning into anime. That's a threefold increase in 5 years and a record reading for 2024, with 33 anime titles hitting Netflix's global top 10 for non-English content. Clearly, streaming giants are paying attention to audience demand, and that's sure to drive more anime production and innovation down the track. Let's touch on security too. Recent updates coming from Debian, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu reinforce that vigilance is a never-ending job for software maintainers. It's a reminder to all of us to keep on top of updates whenever possible and check for patches that shore up integrity across systems. There's also a noteworthy move in the energy sector. Arizona has just switched on the Papago storage facility. It's one of the largest grid battery projects in the state, designed to support peak power demands and boost renewable energy reliability. These sorts of investments point towards a more resilient, greener grid, and show that big tech isn't the only sector making headlines for innovation. Back to academia though, with an eyebrow-raising development, a massive study has detected stylistic shifts in over 15 million biomedical papers, likely from AI tools. As AI-generated content becomes harder to detect, it is ramping up concerns about the integrity of research writing and peer review. At the same time, data privacy remains a hot issue, with streaming service Fubo agreeing to pay $3.4 million to settle claims around improper data sharing. It's a timely reminder that when it comes to privacy breaches, the financial penalties and reputational fallout can be steep. In infrastructure, Hugging Face is opening up about how it's keeping its platform reliable, sharing its strategies for monitoring and alerting. They're boosting monitoring of network traffic and log management, learning from growing pains that come with scale. Their transparency sets a solid example for other open source orgs and tech companies looking to keep things running smoothly, even as demand surges. On the topic of AI, Gemini's command line interface is sparking interest as an intuitive way to interact with advanced language models. Still, it's stoking fresh debate about privacy, especially given Gemini's ties to Google, so users should keep an eye on their digital footprints before diving in. Think about strong privacy controls and tools if you're experimenting with AI workflows in sensitive environments. Now, let's jump to consumer tech. Waymo, famous for its self-driving cars, is mapping out new road trips through Philadelphia and New York City. These tests are paving the way for wider autonomous service rollouts down the line. At the same time, Jack Dorsey, the co-founder of Twitter, has launched BitChat, a decentralized messaging app powered by Bluetooth mesh networks. The idea here is communications that sidestep internet infrastructure altogether, making messaging more resilient in events like outages or blackouts. It's early days, but it shows how inventors are constantly rethinking our approach to day-to-day connectivity. In operating systems, a shift is happening. Windows 11 is now ahead of Windows 10 in terms of user share, according to recent reports. The impending end-of-support messages from Microsoft seem to be nudging users across, accelerating the OS evolution. Meanwhile, tech enthusiasts have been demoing a voice-controlled Rover robot with Wi-Fi connectivity, showing the tight integration of robotics, AI, and human interface. It's a sign that personal robotics is breaking out of hobbyist circles and into something more mainstream. Really, when you zoom out, what's obvious is that technology's pace of change is accelerating and touching pretty much every corner of society, from grid-level batteries in Arizona to the way we teach and test in schools, right through to the anime everyone's binging on Netflix at home. Whether it's infrastructure, education, media, or privacy, it all comes back to adaptability and keeping an open mind to innovation. Projects like Wayback and the New York AI Educator Hub are proof that big responses are underway to meet modern challenges head-on. As new advances break ground in AI, energy systems, and communication, we're all along for the ride. That wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening.